USA Chat, December 13, 2022. Everybody is silent until Sat joins the meeting and Farnaz thanks Sat for her time and presence. Sat welcomes everybody and invites everybody to share or ask questions.
Hi everyone. Here we are, fresh as a daisy, ready to share and have an amazing chat. And you know what chat means. We're chatting away.
Hi, Sat. This is Neelu. Thank you for your time. I thought I have a question, but then when I read this article again, I found that I don't. I just wanted to share that I was reading the article, A Letter from Truth to Maya, again. And I was thinking how amazing it is that at different times of life, although this article is from 2010, but it really has new depth and new meanings. And it was so amazing when I read it again today. It was just, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just mind-blowing how I had such a different understanding from it, and it just deepened for me. Just wanted to share that. Thank you.
It's funny because I was very reluctant to read that to anybody because the first thing would come up is fear, oh my Lord. But when, like you said, your understanding grows, is actually good news because now we know where our peace is. We don't need to be served with a letter at our door.
Yes, Sajun. In fact, my question that I thought I had was, I was going to ask you, what do you mean by, are you ready? Then I contemplated on it a lot, and I found out that for me, it means so many things nowadays, like trust, like, trust and let go, or acceptance, non-resistance, so many of these wisdoms. So that was my original question, but it just melted away in other understandings.
That's right. That is exactly how it is.
سلام تحجونم تحمیرم
سلام تحمیره
First of all, I just want to thank you so much for giving us this time. Although my name was didn't mention, but I'm here. There's no way that I would miss this. I just want to share something with everyone. That is, all these years that I've been with you, I remember when first you were teaching us every wisdom and practices. You were saying, do it until it's proven right. And I have to tell you that every single word, every single truth that came out of your mouth, it's been proven right for me. And it's just changing my life for the better. And I am living by the grace of God. I can tell you that right now. And I am so grateful to you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank you so much, and I love you so much.
Thank you, Taminajan. To be honest with you, it's your own persistence and your own trust and your own love for freedom that created this result of being with grace and living by grace. I am really, really, I want to compliment you that in a hard time you never lose the sight of the teaching and the practice application of the teaching. And you've always been persistent in going forward and not allowing it to fall apart. So self-effort and self-vigilance is the key.
Thank you, Azizam. I owe it all to you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Satyan. This is Zoya.
Hi, Zoya-chan.
I have a question for you. I remember that you've been telling us that when we live this lifetime, if we come back, or if you're supposed to come back, we come back with everything that we have taken in from this life and come back to finish it. My question is that it includes this path also. In other words, if I'm supposed to come back, am I going to come back with whatever I've gotten from this path, or I'm going to start from zero again?
Oh, 100% you start where you left off. Anything that leaves an impression on you, you continue. If it's something negative, the impression comes up so you can correct it and free yourself of it. When something is of divine, it guides you to even farther awakening, farther inspiration and realization. 100%. All of you in this chat is not your first time on a spiritual path. I can guarantee you that. Because there is no way that each one of us was not before in at least once, I would say many, many lifetimes more, to have this capacity to hear things that most people are not interested or they do not believe it. So yes, absolutely, it's true, because nothing leaves impression as deeply as the truth and a spiritual practice.
Thank you, Satyan. That was very good news.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always afraid that if I come back, am I going to lose this peace again and go back to...
No.
No, that misery ended when you tasted your peace.
Thank you. That was very good news, Satyan. Thank you. And I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Gopi says hi and asks her question.
Speaking of impression, you talked about impression last week, and on Thursday when we were discussing what you talked about our understanding, one of us asked, where are the impressions between this lifetime and next lifetime? Where are they? Where did I? It's hard to say, but where are they? So when we come back, they come up in different situations. And again, thank you so much for all this opportunity. I love you.
In the kitchen, beside the sink, in the first drawer. How the hell do I know? What is the importance of the impressions location? Just get rid of it.
Hi, Satyan. That was my question, and I did give the warning last time that it was right on the edge of being very stupid. I did give that warning, so that's very brave of Gopi to ask that question. But I do have a question. Hopefully it's not stupid, like this last one. Satyan, my question is, I have Satsang a little bit with people in our group, and my practices seem to be very different from theirs. And I was wondering if you could speak to how futile it is to compare ourselves to others on the path, even when it comes to our practices. Hopefully this isn't as stupid as that last one.
Well, we'll see. How futile has it been for you?
Well, Saturn, I just see how different mine is, but I see how my practices work so well for me and what I do. And so I just think my understanding is that it's futile to compare ourselves to people on the path, even when it comes to our practices.
Okay, then you answered yourself. Thank you so much. We all really needed to know about that. I don't know what to say about this. You're right, it was not a very clever question. I mean, what is to say? If you want to compare, go ahead and bear the consequence of not being able to progress. And if you don't, you don't. I mean, what am I supposed to do about it? It's so amazing. You're saying that what I do works for me. That should be enough for you.
Thank you, Sachin.
Sachin, this is Nilu again. I just want to add one more thing about that article. I was just amazed by it today. That's why I want to talk about it again. I remember the first time you read that for me, I got so scared. I really was scared, and I thought, what am I doing? And today, when I was reading it, it was such a good news. I just wanted to share that and add to what I said before. And I'm really grateful. Thank you so much, Sachin.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, Sat. This is Radha. I wanted to share something that I've been staying with for, it's been several weeks now. Almost a month ago, I talked to you about a concern that I had for my kids. And you said to me, what do you know? What do you really know? When that fear comes, ask yourself, what do I really know? Without any stories. And I've been doing this since you said it to me. And the result is that fear seems so small, that thought next to the vastness of the question, what do I know? There's so much freedom in it. You've said, since I've known you 13 years ago, I am nobody and I know nothing. And sadly, I guess for me, they were just words. But I really, when you said it to me that way and I've practiced it, I really, something in me changed. I experienced so much freedom when I asked that question. And the fear is gone, or it's silly and insignificant next to that. And I wanted to thank you so much for opening my eyes to to that.
Yeah. You know, on that subject of I don't know anything and I'm nobody, when you say nobody, it has two sides to it. One is I am nobody, which dies down the body entity of ego. The other part is you're telling the truth. I am no body means I am not the body, which brings you to the fact that you're God. In reality, you're formless. So when you say I'm nobody, you can watch your self-identification going to zilch. And then the same sentence is announcing who you really are. when you say, I don't know anything, the things belong to the duality, and is changeable, and is limiting and limited. When you say, I don't know anything, then you throw away all your knowingness that belongs to a limiting self. And you feel free and peaceful. The clutter that felt so real and so much with authority of knowingness just dies down. Because something in you supports you that you are telling the truth. This is why this sentence is so much bigger than your fear. Because the inner is supporting to show you that is the truth.
I don't know where I would be without you.
Well, I don't know what to say to that, except I agree with you. I don't know where I would be without this grace in the form of help and wisdom.
Hi, Sat. This is Bless. I want to thank you deeply from the bottom of my heart. Today, I was sitting in the car, and I felt that this path and teachings have actually a lot of impressions in my loaded brothers. Sometimes I see my brothers getting so limited from the wisdoms, and they don't have enough room to express themselves freely. And it makes me so happy to see them to be squeezed like this. So you have no idea how much I'm happy. I just wanted to share that with you.
That has been the purpose of my life.
سلام سات جون میترا هستم.
میترا جان بگو.
سات جون من یه سوالی داشتم. این حضرت مسیح گفتن I am. میخواستم چقدر طول میکشه؟ یعنی ما میتونیم به اون چیز برسیم که یعنی واقعا ما و خداوند هم یک، میدونم در عصر هستیم، ولی هنوز ما یه جدایی حس میکنیم. مثلا چقدر طول میکشه تا ما به اون چیز برسیم، به اون حد برسیم؟
Mitra says, hello, Satjun, I have a question. Jesus says, I am I. But how long does it take for me to also reach that? I know it is the truth, but still, I feel a separation. How long until I feel that God and I are one?
میتره جان، تو وقتی میخوای بگی اسم چیه به یه نفر که میخوای خودتو معرفی کنی چی میگی؟ میگه من میترام. خب من مادر فرنازم، من زن حمیدم، من مال اصفهانم، من. وقتی که نگاه کنی به این من، میبینی که این من همیشه یه چیزی باید پشت سرش بذاره که تکمیل شه. اگر که منو فقط الان به خود بگو من، دیگه هیچی دیگه نگو، ببین چه اتفاقی میفته. وقتی میگه I am I، they're talking about، بحث اینه که وقتی میگه I am I، بعدش نمیاد I am I این و اون. حالا کی میرسی دیگه بستگی به کپاسیتی و ورک هایی که در زندگی قبل کردی و به پختگی و اینا داره که هیچ کس نمیتونه بگه. همینقدر که این خرد به داده شده، کلات بنداز بالا. وقتی که روش تعمق کنی درکش بیشتر میشه.
Sat says, when you want to introduce yourself to somebody, what do you say? You say, I am Mitra. I am Farnaz's mom. I am Hamid's wife. I am from Isfahan. I. When you look at this I, you see that this I always has to have something following it in order to be complete. Now, for a moment, say I without anything else and see what happens. When Jesus says, I am I, he is saying that without this and that following it, just I am I. Now, when will you reach that? That is based upon your capacity, the work you've done in previous lives, your maturity, and who can say? But just the fact that you have heard this wisdom, the highest wisdom, you should be overjoyed. And the more you contemplate on this, the more you will understand it.
Satyan, this is Farna. Today there was a news about Iran that initially made me sad. And the whole day I was kind of thinking about the fact that you have taught us to see and realize that things are not the way that they appear. And in so many levels, if you look in nature, if you look in so many things, we see that. And we, even the mind, when it gets more educated and saturated with the truth that you teach us, that what looks in appearance is not what in reality it is. And then I was thinking about trusting Divine Mother and trusting that about the goodness that is more beyond what we see. And I wanted to share that the more I feel and I can see that what appears to the eyes and on the surface is not as real or as solid. And I appreciate that. I want to say that I'm grateful for this understanding.
Personal practice is when I hear things like this, or my own private life or life of someone I know or whatever, when we rely on the fact that divine energy, divine mother's energy, is a kind energy, is a loving energy, even when it appears to not be, the best help we can get is to trust that energy to be nothing but perfection and give our back to it. And that helps the situation, even if it's global. It really does. By recognizing that all the upheaval stuff that is happening in the world, it is in the hand of the Divine Mother's energy, and we trust that. And we just... And there are times that you might feel sad about it or have compassion. That is okay, because the personality has this, what the world calls good quality, which is compassion. But we can't stop there. We have to also understand that there is a much deeper reality that is running the whole show. In this case, I don't use Maya, because people feel it, and we would too if we were in that situation. As far as personality goes, I would put that philosophy aside, and I would say, Mother, I trust that everything you do is for good of your children or creation, and I just have to be observer until I'm proven right. Now, if your mind is really bothering you for something that there is a personal worries going on in your mind, and you have to know that the thoughts are maya, they don't have a base, they don't have reality, they're imagination. That I agree. But also to look at the world as nothing but God and is functioning on that really helps the discord. And the more we hear it, the more we have to go into silence and sort things out by a sort of truth. Anyway, it's a time. I really enjoyed being with all of you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And let's take this time celebrating it in a way that we have never celebrated before, which is a celebration of love, understanding, givingness, and silence. Namaste to all of you.